1063, 1077, Kicks Country. We don't get this kind of treat that often. Somebody actually comes through this neck of the woods. Somebody straight from down yonder way. That's the only way I can describe it. Miss Tiffany Woy is with us.
Hi.
A singer, songwriter, up and coming, just great all-American girl.
Thank you for having me.
Is that okay to give you that kind of description? Are you an all-American girl?
I like that. I love the sound of that.
Where did you hang your hat for the majority of your life? Where'd you grow up?
Sacramento.
California.
And so
from the West Coast to the East Coast, I mean, other than the obvious, you know, Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, what's the biggest difference you can notice in California and the East Coast states?
Moving from Sacramento to Nashville, it's definitely the people, friendliness, that.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So are they more polite down in Tennessee?
There's something about that southern charm.
Yeah, that's true.
There's something about it. Yeah, I was just sharing a story with someone that when I first was just visiting to Nashville, it was snowing and the front windshield got frozen over and I didn't know what to do. I was like, wait, this has never happened to me. And some nice gentleman walked up to my car and was like, yeah, but you know what I did?
What?
I opened the door and my initial reaction was to say, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash on me. And
because you thought he was going to clean your windshield.
Well,
you thought
in California, they want to do something nice for you if there's something in return. Yeah, the hands out.
Give me.
And I felt like such a, just not right. I felt horrible. And he was like, seriously? And I was like, oh, I have a lot to learn, don't I?
Well, you met a gentleman, a southern gentleman.
Yeah, not many of those. I haven't found many in
California. There's plenty. There's plenty.
I've met some
nice people from California.
Oh, yeah, especially Northern California. We definitely are kind of like two different states, Southern and Northern.
They say that. The furthest west I've ever been is Las Vegas. Never got to go any further than that.
Okay.
Which I didn't care much for Vegas.
I mean, yeah.
I've been plenty of times.
My best times were just seeing Celine Dion.
She's one of your heroes.
She's like the hero.
It's hard to argue a voice or talent or the amount of album sales anybody's ever had as far as an artist is concerned.
I mean, she's
not country, but...
No, but she's also not human, in my opinion. that is just, like, on another level of talent, and it's just mind-boggling to me. So if I meet someone who ever is like, oh, I'm not really that big of a fan, I'm like, but you have to admit that she's a fantastic singer.
Look what she did forever. And I know people make fun of it. I'm King of the World, and that song plays.
Oh, right.
But Heart Goes On, I mean...
Did you know that she went in there and only took one take?
No.
I'm not kidding. One take, and she didn't even like the song. She went in there. She's open about it. She's like, I wasn't even a fan of it. And look at now. It's like been a career-changing song for her. But she went in there, sang it once, and got out. And I'm like, you're kidding.
I tell you one. What brought her back down to earth for me is when she did that stuff for Deadpool. Did you see that for Deadpool 2?
She did the song for it.
Yeah, I thought that was
And then
incredible.
She came back and did another song for Beauty and the Beast for the live action one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did a whole new one.
What a segue. You're great to fold into something different. If you go to your website, tiffanywoys.com, that's W-O-Y-S.com, one of the taglines about you is always dreaming about Disney. Now, we're not talking about Walt Disney. We're just talking about everything Disney.
Movies,
the House of Mouse, the whole thing.
The whole thing. Yeah. Well, we were brought up with Disney. My mom even worked at Disneyland. And so...
You told me something earlier. She played who?
Cinderella in the Electrical Parade.
That's killer. That's so cool.
So cool. And so, I loved it as a kid, but now as an adult, it actually means something completely different to me. I love the company itself and what it represents. And
of course.
Just kind of like following your dreams. Dreams can come true. So now it's for me. I take that into my music. And I just really enjoy even working with the company because I've been able to have a song on Radio Disney. And they're just everything that... I just love everything behind Disney.
Yeah.
And now I can even just go to the park, and it's weird, but I cannot even ride one ride and sit on a park bench and just watch people and how happy they are when they walk in. That... is just
it's infectious.
Yeah.
Could you use that? Do you channel that kind of love and passion that you have for Disney? Do you channel it when you start singing or when you actually sit down to perform?
Well, yeah, because I think of just like all like the little kids when they even enter Disney or what they want to do with their life and following dreams. And I think it's really important that you keep that mindset with people growing up instead of just, I know we live in a world where like, we got to pay the bills, we got to do these things, but at the same time, you got to follow your dreams too, if you can.
So I guess you're pretty much, you're the epitome of that, the living evidence. You're following your dreams, aren't you?
Oh,
this is your dream, isn't
this
it?
Not to talk
to some fat guy in a padded room in Bluefield, West Virginia, but no, to be able to get out there and and sing and be part, be an entertainer.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a dream.
It's,
I mean,
it's a huge dream. And as long as you know that it comes with a lot of work.
Of course.
Then, you know, nothing's just...
You can't sit on your butt.
No, not at all. And that's the only thing that I just will always remember to tell people is, like, follow your dreams, but just remember that it takes a lot of work to follow your dreams. And as long as you have the patience and you have the work ethic, I think there's a time for everybody for their dreams to come true.
You know, a line that always rings in my head constantly, and he was one of my heroes. You know, you had a hero like Celine Dion,
mm-hmm.
but somebody was a hero of mine wanting me to, this is my dream job, even though it pays nothing,
but
I
hey,
love
that's
radio.
The musician.
But Casey Kasem.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Casey Kasem?
Yeah.
One of his lines was, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Yeah.
Casey Kasem. You know, I loved Casey uh-huh. Kasem. He was one of my idols. But think about that. I mean, if you don't, you got to get something, but you got to stay grounded. So is that true for you? Do you stay grounded? What keeps you grounded?
I mean, my parents, but I don't think I'm even at a, for me, I don't even really look at myself like, I feel like I'm still so far away from, I think I'm always so far away from reaching for what I actually want.
So there's always another goal.
Yeah, I think if you kind of think you've reached something, then you got to shoot higher.
Yeah.
I always
don't settle.
Never.
Well, don't settle for.
I mean, I went to school to be a lawyer.
What?
So, yeah.
We got to save that.
Yeah.
Because you're going to sing for us here in a few minutes, and then I got to know you were going to be a lawyer.
Well, my parents really wanted me to go to school, and I understood that. I mean, parents aren't really super excited when their kid says they want to be in entertainment.
This is a totally different story we got to get into. I'm not like I'm going to put you on the couch and be your therapist or anything, but I got to talk about this. We're talking to Tiffany Woyce. You can check her out and listen to her music, get her merch, and get her new EP, self-titled Tiffany Woyce. You can do it at tiffanywoyce.com. That's W-O-Y-S. Coming up here in just a second, she's going to be singing a song for us. It's your current single out at radio right now. Hostage, correct?
Yes.
And we're not talking about some big Sylvester Stallone blow 'em up movie. This is a totally different kind of hostage situation.
Yeah. This is kind of like that kick butt anthem of people not, you know, staying hostage in a relationship. I think we've all been in something, friendship, romantic relationship, where we've probably stayed
family.
A little. Yeah, you stayed a little too long. And for whatever reason you stay. And I think that can do more damage than good. And I think... If it's not right and it's not feeling right for you, you got to walk away.
Then we're going to hear it here in just a second. It's Tiffany Woyce joining us here in the Kix Country Studios. She's going to sing that song, Hostage, here in just a minute on Kix Country.